never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Don't forget, Royals play baseball for the first time in a long time on Friday.
Friday.
Josh Verner's Hot Stove Show's going to be live in Arizona Thursday at 6.
So that's tomorrow.
That's right.
We're going to have Vern on tomorrow to preview that.
Why not?
Why don't we have Vern on tomorrow?
I'm sure I can call him.
Is he down there already?
I mean, if his show's tomorrow at 6, well, I would assume that he's probably
tomorrow.
There. I mean, unless he got stuck at the airport. But I'm really excited for you to go to Arizona, Bob, because I want you to understand that what I'm saying is not fanboy. Jack Caglione is going to be on this roster this year. I'm telling you, he's going to play at Kauffman Stadium.
Who's he replacing on this roster right now then?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it does, because there has to be a room, there has to be a spot for him on that roster. So,
or maybe he beats somebody out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, who does he beat out, do you think, on this roster right now?
I mean, obviously Hunter Renfro's on this roster. You can't really get rid of, I mean, MJ Melendez has a short leash, I think. Vinny Pasquantino's always an injury-prone guy.
Then see, that's where I am with this right now. I'm waiting for Vinny to get injured, and then I'm moving Jack Caglione up. And I hate to be this guy. You may see a Wally Pipp type of thing in that type of situation. Like, Vinny's had that injury history.
Right. He's the Jack Caglione is the 22nd ranked prospect in baseball. He's the number one ranked first baseman prospect in baseball. He's the Royals' number one prospect. The guy's 6'5", 250. He's a lefty-lefty. Obviously, was drafted with dual talents, and I don't think he's going to throw the ball much in the big leagues as a pitcher.
Would be cool to see him on the mound
would
every once in a while.
Would be sick. I remember we asked, either it was, gosh, was it JJ or was it Q? And I think it was Q. And we're like, hey, what if he were to play, and like then he pitches in like the eighth inning, can he still, you know, whatever? And he's like, that's a good question. I don't really know the answer to that. And I was like, well, I don't either. But here's his audio from spring talking about how he's kind of finding his way and what the Royals and he think about being like a dual, like sort of player in baseball.
Vibes are great. You know, I'm with a great group of guys and still figuring out some things, you know, trying to get into the flow of things, how hectic your first spring training is. Everybody talks about it, but you don't really know what they're talking about until you're in it. So, now with the first 2 days, been really good. Everybody's been super helpful. And it was a whirlwind for sure. I was very happy that the Royals gave me the opportunity to go and represent them in the fall league. And, you know, I think it's exactly what I needed to kind of get that full taste of pro ball outside of that month and a half in Quad Cities. And being around guys like Jensen, Squires, and everybody else that we had in the Royals org, it's been great creating some new friendships, new bonds, and, you know, with these guys that hopefully I'll be playing with for a very long time. Mostly Vinny, just talking about stuff at first base and kind of why he does what he does and just kind of picking his brain and hopefully going to implement some of the stuff that he's told me into my game. Salvi's just the ray of sunshine. He's burst of energy, you know. So he's just the captain. Yeah, Bobby, I'm just looking forward to, you know, continue to talk to him and pick his brain. The Royals have had nothing but great communication about the whole two-way thing. And, you know, we have a plan in place And it's kind of one of those things where going into your first spring training, the last thing they want to do is, I guess, overload. So they're like, get your feet underneath you. And then as the season gets going, we'll pick up from there and see what goes on.
Good cleat noise in the background, mm-hmm. too. I like that. That's a sign of spring. The metal bats. Is Major League Baseball moving to aluminum bats this year? I like that.
I don't know about that. But the thing about Caglione is the fall league helped. He's a developed college player, so he's not like coming out of high school where he's 18 and needs a lot of development. The guy's absolutely just slashing the ball in spring right now, and then obviously in the fall league he did as well. There's too much there that, I mean, look, there's a reason why they didn't go get a corner outfielder, and I know he's a first baseman, mm-hmm. but there's a reason why everybody's like, well, when they're going to get the bat? Where's the bat coming from? And maybe they knew it was there, and maybe this is their best-kept secret, but the hype for me is real because, I mean, look, the guy's an absolute monster. I mean, 6'5", 250 baseball players, massive.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pitcher. Like,
yeah,
we've seen
the big build guys, but yeah. can he catch up to the fastball? Can he hit the breaking pitch? You know, all that
and
kind of
gets into
Serrano, you know?
And if you want to keep Vinny healthy, maybe he plays more DH than first base. Because he got hurt last year playing first base.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and he will get hurt again. He's an injury-prone type of guy, and you will have injuries over the course of the season. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd move Jack Caglione to outfield, right, mm-hmm. and be done with it. And but maybe he's not capable. I don't know if he can play outfield or not. I haven't talked enough to people, you know, about whether or not he could be an everyday outfielder. But that in an ideal world, he would be a corner outfielder. Vinny would be your first baseman. Mm-hmm. Sal would be your DH, and you know Carter Jensen eventually, if he's the guy, a catcher would be your catcher. And that would be kind of the ideal situation. We don't live in an ideal world, obviously. So, I don't know what their thinking is, you know, right now with bringing a guy up who hasn't had that much time in the minor leagues. I mean, we saw last year Holiday brought up
yeah,
in
Jackson.
Baltimore, and he failed miserably and was sent back down.
Again,
but that's
18
okay.
years old.
Yeah, it happens and whatnot. So you just have to make sure that you're bringing this guy up at the right time.
Yeah.
And by right time, I don't mean financially the right time.
Right.
I think those days are done, you know, with Major League Baseball, maybe I say kind of where you're not going to keep a guy down because you have incentive now if they get rookie of the year votes and draft picks and whatnot.
Sure.
So there's some of that incentive, but you want the guy to come up again in a perfect world. You want the guy to come up and hit the ground running and be able to handle the major leagues. You
yeah.
don't want him to come up here and fail and then not be able to recover. And if he's not able to recover, then he wasn't mentally tough enough to play in the big leagues anyway. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle him because,
I mean,
we haven't really had a prospect like this in this regime, if you will,
oh,
you
Bobby.
Know, ever, you know. But Bobby was before yeah. these guys officially took over.
I don't know
if they're going to handle the situation differently than in the past, where they want to keep these guys down in the minor leagues, or if they're going to be a little bit different and proactive and move forward and say, yeah, we feel he's ready. Let's bring him up and see what he can do.
Three things. I think Bobby could have came up a year before he did.
Probably.
The game has changed. Like, young kids come up.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it is. And the thing that's crazy is, like somebody says on the text line, calm down, Dusty. Jackson Holiday, perfect example. It's not a perfect example. Jackson Holiday didn't play college baseball at Florida for 2.5-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a 18-year-old spring chicken.
Right.
This is a guy that knows the game. This guy has played Division I baseball. And again, and I know it's not the pros, right, where everybody else is great. But, like, and maybe I will pump the brakes. And then in July, when we have the same conversation, he goes, damn, Dusty, I don't know why I didn't believe you earlier on this hype train of Jack Caglione. Look, there's a reason why he has all these sort of rankings. There's a reason why he has all this. And from what I've seen, what I've read, because that's all I'm reading about right now is Caglione. Because I did this with Bobby Witt Jr. Now, Bobby Witt Jr. is the third best player in baseball, and he's one of the best players I've ever seen play the game. But Caglione has a lot of similarities the way that they write these guys up and talk about him. Like, his power is well above average. His contact is well above average. His glove is decently above average. I mean, it's just it's a good glove at first.
If you can hit, I don't care about your glove at first
right.
base. If you can mash home runs,
yeah,
you can hide the glove.
That also makes your defense better. And what's the one thing Vern always tells us? This team wins with pitching, defense, and speed.
Yeah.
throw in a little sprinkle of a Caglione bat, and then all of a sudden you got Bobby Witt Jr. and Caglione batting back-to-back for the next 8 years?
Yeah, it'd be great.
God,
now, the thing is, though, like if this was a couple of years ago, I would consider more about bringing him up, give the fans something to go watch at the ballpark right now. You don't need that carrot out there because this is a good team. Fans will be coming to the ballpark this year to see this team play. You don't need to say, okay, we're going to pitch Zach Greinke so everybody come out and watch and whatnot. No. So if you're looking at this situation in realism, and trying to figure out what you should do right now, you've got a good baseball team. There's no reason to rush this kid. It's not like, oh my God, we have a gaping hole at first base. We need to bring this kid up or anything like that. You have a luxury right now where the Royals are. This is kind of the situation where we want to be in, where you have a big league club that wins. You have minor league kids that are pushing the big league club that could potentially result in trades to make the big league club even better, whether you trade minor league guys, whether you trade big league guys, because the minor league guys are ready to come up. Like, it gives you a lot of options. This is a great situation for the Royals right now because they have so many different things that they could potentially do. If they don't want to bring up Caglione, they're going to say, hey, we don't need to bring him up. If they do bring him up, fans are excited. You're going to see a young guy, and we don't normally get to see the young guy in their first year, basically, of professional baseball at the big league level in Kansas City or really anywhere else for that matter. So there's so many good options that the Royals have and so many cool things that they can do. There's just no reason to rush Jack Caglione. If he's ready, then they can bring him up and they say he's ready. But if he's not and they feel, give him 6 months down in the minor leagues or another year down in the minor leagues and we'll worry about this next year. Maybe this offseason you work on a trade, Hunter Renfroe comes off the books and whatnot, and now you've got a spot for Jack Caglione, and maybe that's how they decide to do it. Like, sometimes you bring these guys to big league camp just to give them the taste of what that big league camp is all about, to give them that experience so next year when they come up, they don't have to learn anything.
There's breaking news in the NFL. It involves the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll tell you what that is next on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
It's today.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Pay off your tees, pay off your tees, pay off your tees. The Los Angeles Chargers have been selected to play the Brazil game on opening week on Friday night. That is a home game. Are they going to do it? Are they going to put the Chiefs there?
If I'm the Chiefs at this point in time, I'm telling the NFL, we're taking this year off from your nonsense. Well, we're done being the guinea pig. Go see if some other teams can generate interest like we can. Y'all got Chiefs fatigue up yours. We're done.
Let me know how that works out, because every station bids on games, and if they want the Chiefs, they want the Chiefs.
Oh, well, that's how it's going to be. Going
Chiefs don't
forward.
Really have a say, I don't think.
They do. They do.
You can tell NBC that we're not doing it, if they bid $1 million-$1 zillion?
Well, they've already paid for it. There's no money involved anymore for that. Those games are already paid for. But you can say we want certain home dates. We want to play more at the end of the season. We've got the Royals we got to consider at the beginning of the season. We've got the World Cup coming in and all this kind of stuff. So, there's a lot of sitting around going, well, we want this date. Well, we want that date. Well, we want this date. Like, you talk about rich people getting in a room fighting over everything. They're fighting over dates now of when they want those home schedules. But if I'm the Chiefs, I'm saying, look, we're not the Super Bowl champs anymore. There's other teams out there in the NFL. We'll take Sunday at noon and be just fine with it. And you can put somebody else there in Brazil and play that opening game, right?
The reason I say that is because there's only 6 opponents they can choose from
for
the home opponent in Brazil. And here's why. It can't be the Colts because they're already hosting Berlin. Okay. It can't be the Eagles because they're hosting Week 1 Thursday Night Football. And it can't be the Steelers because they're already going to be in Dublin.
Okay.
So it's either the Vikings, the Texans, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Chiefs, the Broncos.
Well, I mean, the Commanders could be one. That's an interesting, Friday night, game if you're trying to kind of promote that franchise now a little bit, right?
Has to be a team that's on their schedule.
That's
what we're saying.
I thought you were going across the other games across the league.
Saying these are their home opponents.
Oh, okay.
Broncos, Chiefs, Commanders, Raiders, Texans, Vikings, Colts, Eagles, Steelers.
Could be a good one to feature.
So that could happen.
That could be one. But again, is Minnesota without Sam Darnold and JJ McCarthy?
Jefferson and KOC, man.
But is that a big enough selling? Like, the quarterbacks obviously are the selling point in this league, as we know. Is JJ McCarthy as a rookie, is that Like, is that what you want his first game to be?
So I think that's out.
Yeah.
Texans make sense.
For sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Both teams on the come.
The two on the come.
Yeah,
young
two
AFC.
Young teams.
Raiders, absolutely not.
No.
Commanders, I guess, but I think that game just doesn't. I don't know. I mean, like,
I don't
that's.
Know, man.
I mean, Daniels versus Herbert.
I mean, like, maybe. Look, I was watching something with Daniels yesterday. Do you realize how smart this guy is?
Yes.
He can remember every play from the season.
He's
like,
a freak.
It's insanely. Like that's Patrick Mahomes, Bill Self esque, where you have that photographic memory where you remember everything.
Well, and he uses
right?
VR every day before practice. He wakes up early and he does VR, and he VRs the whole practice by himself, runs every play, and he attributes VR to a lot of success. I think that is going to be a new trend in the NFL.
Well, if you use it the right way, that's a great way to do something like that. Sitting around getting fat playing video games
is
probably a little weird, but using it for a situation like that, hey, you got the tools in your toolbox, you might as well use them. So I think this league is going to rapidly start pushing Daniels out there as one of the faces of the league.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that's the guy you should play on Friday night. Put them in the spotlight, man.
So our buddy Casey Kurt gives us some advice. Royals are home during week one of the NFL season, so the Chiefs will probably open
the
season
Chiefs
on the road.
Yeah, well, we
it's
could,
happened,
yeah.
dude. They're going to Brazil on Friday.
I wouldn't. I mean, I think.
What sells more? Chargers, Commanders, Chargers, Chiefs.
Yeah, oh, no but if Clark Hunt says, you know what, we need a break, man. Like we've done everything that the
Fair.
League has asked
Not,
from a guinea pig standpoint.
I totally understand
right?
it. Like, I totally get where you're coming from.
I mean, they literally have done everything: 3 games in 11 days, a random Christmas Wednesday. Like this team, this Chiefs. Team has done everything that's been asked of them for the benefit of the league and the betterment of the league. This is me speaking again. Now, if I'm Clark Hunt, I'm going, no, but then I go back to Mark Donovan saying, we want to be the world's team. Now you get to go to Brazil and upstage the Chargers too, right? Like, there is something to be said for not only upstaging the Chargers in LA, but then going on the road to Brazil and upstaging the Chargers there as well. I think that would be something that they would look forward to. But also, I just feel like we've done everything for you. Just give us a break. But maybe having that Friday game is kind of like that Thursday game. But also,
you're kind of tight to have a Friday night game, and then you have opening weekend to sit back and watch.
And that's kind of where I'm speaking now as a fan. Like, having the Friday night game would be fun. Not having the game, like, you get used to not playing that first weekend of the NFL season because we're so spoiled around these parts, right?
Just
it's
saying.
Great to have that Friday. But I mean, I think ultimately, if you're the NFL, you've got to start getting new faces out there, right? Because people will eventually, nationally, internationally, get sick and tired of the same teams, right? So I think this is a great opportunity to push Washington out there and say, hey, here's one of our newest faces, our new young quarterback. The NFC's finally got a great quarterback, you know, that people can rally around. Maybe that's what they do and move that situation forward. Again, I'm just speaking for how I would feel. I know at this point in time, if I'm Clark Hunt and you ask me, I go, noon on Sunday. Let's go, man.
That would be great. I would love 7 noon games.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Fantastic.
Awesome.
And we'll see one.
That has nothing to do with this show starting at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
But no, but that's the fan mindset right now. Like, if you talk to the majority of fans and say, do you like this? Oh, the winning's great, but God, I'd love a noon Sunday game. People crave these noon Sunday games right now.
Yeah. Thursday, September 4th is from NFL Nerd on Twitter. Thursday, September 4th is Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Rams, Washington versus Philly. One of those teams is playing Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Friday, December 5th, Denver, Houston, KC, Vegas, Minnesota, Washington to play against the Chargers. So it's between, and we can keep talking. I feel like we can keep talking. Are we sure Sam Darnold's leaving Minnesota?
No, that's
that's the other option.
Would you franchise Sam Darnold?
Well, one of the text lines, I think it's Miles, was saying that, like, they could tag and trade.
You could tag and trade.
I just don't know who would want
to. I don't know how much.
I know a lot of teams that would line up for Sam Darnold, I think,
for
right
one year
now.
On a tag?
This is a desperate league.
But it also ended. A lot of people are not, what are you going to do for me lately? What can you do for me now? And the way his season ended was not pretty.
Good. No, his last 8 quarters
were
terrible.
So he took a little bit of a dive.
Yeah.
Why not tag, make that money? Trust that you can stay healthy, ball out again, and then go get your bag and stick around with Kevin O'Connell for another year, Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you get
tagged. But do the Vikings want him to stick around for a year? Like, if you tag him.
I don't know how healthy J.J. McCarthy is. And yeah, I don't know his injury status.
And I don't know how good he is right now. You're coming off a season with a good quarterback, right? Like, these are the hard decisions. Like,
and you drafted one at two surgeries on the same knee.
Right, exactly.
Hasn't played a snap.
But these are the tough decisions. Like, they're sitting around Minnesota today, right? Mm-hmm. It's cold, I'm sure, up there, as a North Dakota person pointed out so eloquently earlier in the show. Grabbing their cup of coffee, sitting around. They're having the same conversation, right? Like, we don't live in that world where we don't have to have that conversation. Eventually, maybe we will. But at this point in time, we don't. Who do you want to play quarterback next year, Kevin? What are you thinking? And this is a major decision because we've got ourselves a pretty good quarterback, but we also drafted one. I'd shop both of these guys. This is what I would do if I'm the Vikings.
There's Mac.
I would tag him, right? Yeah. I would tag Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. And then I would look to trade both of these quarterbacks and see what kind of offer I can get. Oh. And whoever gives me the best offer, that's the quarterback that I'm moving on right now.
Who's got more value? J.J. McCarthy, who's never played and had two surgeries, or Sam Darnold, whose season ended the way that it did?
I think the guy who's never played always has more value than the people who have played. And the minute you step on the field, you lose value. That's like these backup quarterbacks, right? Like the last thing you want to do as a backup quarterback is play, because you immediately lose all of your value. The unknown in sports is such a driving force for so many people, because it is the unknown. And, oh, I see this or I see that. We know what Sam Darnold is. Now, Sam Darnold may be a nice fit for the Giants, or I would say the Jets, but he's already been there. But like one of these teams that needs a veteran presence as their quarterback, if I'm the Giants and I'm offered J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold, I would more likely trade for Sam Darnold, where they are as an organization, than I would be for J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And so the Vikings are in a great spot. You lose nothing by franchising Sam Darnold. If he comes back, so what? You got a quarterback for a one-year deal on a franchise tag on a team that played pretty well last year. If you end up trading him, you get great draft collateral back in return. You got a young kid ready to go, and you're off and running. So that's what I would do if I was Minnesota. I'd make both of these guys available and see what kind of offers we get and see where we sit.
Tag value for Sam Darnold estimated around $41.3 million.
But that's the going rate for a quarterback in the NFL. That's what the franchise tag is, the going rate for a positional player. I mean, so $41.5 million.
It's not the going rate. That's a top market price. That's a top half price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say going rate's probably anywhere from like 35 to 37.
Okay, so we're talking $3 million.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean,
it's the going semantics rate for a quarterback. Yeah.
Don't forget, our poll questions is up. Fesco was in the garage for a little bit last night, then came out, and he had two different movie options to choose from: Goodfellas or Sandlot.
Yeah.
We ask you, which one would you choose? Right now, 64.6% say Sandlot.
I figure they probably
that
would.
That makes sense.
I watch Goodfellas.
see what happens when you brought younger guys onto your show? Yeah. The Goodfellas, like 2 years ago, would have been like the opposite. Now it's, I'm just kidding.
No, I think because it's a baseball theme, and, you know, people.
Well, it's a better movie.
It is. It's a great movie.
Goodfellas is fantastic. I like it better than Casino. Which is tough. Like, that would have been a better poll question, Casino or Goodfellas.
But they were not. Like, I had to make a tough decision last night.
Very different.
You went with Goodfellas?
I went with Goodfellas, yeah.
You were in a more serious.
I don't know. He had just made
tomato sauce.
Yeah. That is true. I did make a big pot of sauce.
And we just quoted it yesterday.
Yeah.
You got to stir the sauce. And then Paulie's got to slice the garlic thinly in prison, you know?
You got to. Real thin.
I also found out. Cool stat about Goodfellas: the opening scene, get your shine box.
Yeah,
they told
one of my favorite movie lines of all time.
They told Joe Pesci to act real, and they didn't tell the guy that they end up killing.
Oh,
I forget, Joey Batts.
Yeah,
they did. Is it Joey Batts? Is that who they end up like? Who's the made man they kill, and that's why Pesci gets executed in the end. I think, I don't know if it's Joey Batts or not, but anyway, maybe that's Goodfellas. Maybe that's Casino. I'm getting confused. Either way, the opening scene. Joe Pesci was told one thing and everybody else was just not told. So their reactions were raw. Ray Liotta's reaction was raw to Joe Pesci, like getting all like.
You talk about when they're sitting around the table. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you could see Ray Liotta. Like, that's
the raw reaction.
You think I'm funny? Funny how?
Funny
like how?
A clown? Do I amuse you?
Yeah, right. And so he's. And you're looking at Liotta and I'm like, damn, this is like.
Raw reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it went, and sometimes that's how you have to do it, right? And then Pesci starts laughing or whatever, but still.
Now I'm just going to go on a Goodfellas gangster mobster movie the rest of the day.
How good an actor is Joe Pesci, though? I mean, like, does that guy get enough credit? I mean, he's fantastic in every role that he's in. Have you ever watched something with Joe Pesci? Oh, that stunk.
The Irishman.
Okay.
I like The Irishman.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, it's
what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that
you
means.
You and Spectre can go watch that movie for 6 hours on end and talk about how
long.
Great it
I think
is.
It is long.
I think the my
Godfather's
main,
long.
Yeah,
over 3 hours.
I think my biggest problem with The Irishman is that it was made 20 years too late.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's agreed. The only problem with
they
it.
They could have recasted it. Yeah. No, I agree.
But it's good. It's just 4 hours?
Yeah, we didn't need
come
it.
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't need that. No, it was just too much. I'm like,
like, I just watched a documentary over the last 2 days. It was 3 episodes. It could have been one. And it was
that's every Netflix documentary now, like, though.
But, like, this one was more so, like, it was the recent case of the girl and boy, the boyfriend and girlfriend or fiance, and they go on this like van excursion. I forget what her name is.
Okay.
But she goes missing, and obviously the fiance is the suspect, and then it develops like the whole story. It just happened. Like it happened in 2021.
Damn.
And it's on Netflix. It's like the number one streamed show right now. I forget what it is.
Yeah, they got to make them in multiple episodes to get like, you know, coming back for
I watched
more, right?
Like episode one and I was like, okay, I didn't really know because I don't really follow these things. Like I'm not like one of these people that like when they come on Netflix, I'm like, oh yeah, now it sounds familiar. And like I just watched the Lacey Peterson doc and I had no idea who Scott Peterson was and I should have.
Mm. Oh God. Yeah. That guy's a scumbag.
Yeah, dude. Like that. I like that opened my eyes and people are like, you never heard of Scott Peterson? I'm like, no, I'm not tuned into all that stuff. It's depressing. But like, yeah, I watched this documentary last 2 days. And I was like, oh, and then when I watched the third episode, I was like, so this could have just been the whole thing.
Yes. Mm. Yes. A lot of these Netflix are three parts. So, you stream
again
like and
47 minutes
yeah,
long. So like really it's one. Like, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, but it's
a 2 hour episode and call it a day. But you know, the more you stream, the more they win, you know, it's their version of clickbait, if you will.
Yes.
But I think that's how we've kind of developed as a TV watching society now. We've developed that we want episode after episode after episode after episode.
Yeah. I miss waiting. I miss watching an episode and like, oh, I got another week. Everyone's out. Have you seen this next episode? It comes out Sunday.
There was a community to it back in the day. Like, and I go back to like Thursday Night Seinfeld Friends and all that kind of stuff. Like there was a community. Everybody was talking about it. Now everybody just watches at their leisure. I don't think there's as much conversation. That's why live sports is so valuable for TV networks because everybody's a captive audience. It's the only thing in which you're a captive audience to at this time.
Right. Back to your Joe Pesci take real quick. Do you think he's better as a gangster or as a comedy?
That's a tough one because like, I think he's good at both.
He's really good as the guy in Home Alone.
Yeah, he's fantastic in
like,
Home Alone.
And it's funny that we can take movies and sports and combine them because a lot of people that are younger don't know that Andy Reid coached for Philadelphia. There's a lot of people that watch Home Alone that had no idea that Joe Pesci and Goodfellas is just cutthroat gangster. You're like, wait. This guy who's funny.
And that's about the same time, too, because Home Alone was 89.
89 and 92.
And when was Goodfellas?
94, I'm going to guess.
Was it that late?
I want to say it was 94.
Okay.
Because so, like all those movies kind of came. It was like Goodfellas, Casino,
Heat.
Yeah,
they all came
all
out.
Those, like,
there was a run of mob
90,
movies.
90. Nice. Okay,
so it was basically the same year that Home Alone came out. So Joe Pesci goes like, from being that guy to that guy.
And then he's My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Like fantastic.
Fantastic. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, does Joe Pesci get enough credit for being a great actor? Is he's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you'll know when Pesci passes away. Know when Pesci's gone.
But, like, people talk about great actors all the time, and obviously Tom Hanks is the bell cow and can do anything. But, damn, Joe Pesci, man, that guy is fantastic in every role that he does, and all his roles are believable. I mean, that's the other thing with Tom Hanks, too. All his roles are believable. Sometimes you watch these guys, but Joe Pesci, man, I'm bought into every role that he's ever done.
Yeah, he's underrated for sure, I think.
Goodfellas and Home Alone both in 1990.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
The same year. I mean,
when did Casino come out?
I believe that was 1995.
Okay, so much later.
So that was a little bit later, yeah.
And what was the other? My Cousin Vinny was 92. So, I mean,
run. He went on a run, dude. Wow.
I mean, find me, like, other than Tom Hanks, find me a better 3-year run than Joe Pesci had with Home Alone, Casino. Yeah, Jim Carrey's probably had
Will
some.
Smith. Russell Crowe.
Do we talk about Will Smith much anymore, though?
No.
No.
But you're talking about movies in a run.
Yeah, run.
Denzel. Denzel had a pretty solid run, too.
What would his... I'm trying to, like, I know his movie. Like, what would his run be? Denzel's prime.
Training Day. And then, let's see, Man on Fire.
Mm. Oh, Man on Fire.
Hey, little girl. Don't do that to me, because I'll just go down a rabbit hole, Bruce. But no, Pesci, man, that's crazy. But yeah, that was all started because of our poll question. Bob got home last night. Oh, yeah. Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, another great role.
I mean, his rant about drive-thrus in Lethal Weapon 2 is hilarious. Like, Leo Getz. Get it? Anything you want, Leo Getz.
Leo Getz, yes.
We got to get Max Movie Month.
We used to say that about Chris Getz. Anything Chris wants, Chris Getz.
Yeah, American.
That was 89.
89 was.
Weapon 2. Yeah.
Dude. <That's nuts. laughs> Like, he might not.
I'm telling you, man, this guy's had a run.
Yeah.
Get Your Shine Box is one of the great. That every time I go to the Super Bowl, I think of that line. All the guys get their shine box. I mean, the shine box convention, that is.
Stab him in the neck with a pin.
Tom Cruise in the 80s from the 785.
Yeah, I mean, you got Rain Man, you got Top Gun, Rain Man, what's the other one?
The new Top Gun.
Maverick? I've never seen that yet, by the way.
Well, which is fine, because I didn't see Top Gun until Maverick came out, so I'll never be one of these. You never seen that? No, and I told you, we had this conversation. I don't do movies.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Never seen one Lethal Weapon movie, Mac? Not one, two, three, or four?
Wow. I've not seen Lethal Weapon.
Oof. Christmas movie.
Yeah, 100% it is. Have you ever seen Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
I've never seen that.
Have you ever seen The Last Boy Scout?
No.
Go watch The Last Boy Scout.
Is Falling Down the one where Michael Douglas like has the sawed-off shotgun?
Okay, lives every man.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody's been in that situation.
Yeah. I didn't know that was the name of the movie. Yeah, Falling Down.
Falling Down.
Have to choose the first movie for Max Movie of the Month soon.
Yeah. Falling Down is really good. It's dark, obviously.
That is a spring summer bit for all of you that are entertained by this show. We appreciate you, but it will be Max Movie of the Month, and we can get him on there as well.
So. Yeah.
You give me a little educated, a little cultured.
And well, then, just seeing some of the classics. It's like when they used to make us watch black and white World War II movies in history class. Oh, God. PT-109. And because the teacher was drunk. This guy was hammered all the time.
Awesome. You had to deal with young Bob Fesco in his class.
I mean, this guy, though, like when I was in high school.
Oh, Robert's here today.
He had my mother as a student, like 30. So these were lifers back in those days, you know? And so... I mean, this guy, I mean, clearly, like, what the hell was his name, which drives me nuts. I should know it, but hammered.
Professor Booze?
I mean, drunk all the time. At least that's what we thought back in it, because that's all we did in this history class was watch movies. That's it. The guy never lectured, not one time. Wow. And every test was based off these movies.
I had a teacher in my senior year, Mr. Howe. He just fell asleep every year.
Had one of those in college. Fell asleep on a grand piano in a lecture hall,
and it was every Friday.
Had narcolepsy.
Well, that's not his fault.
No,
we just had a teacher that was just older, and he'd put in Bill Nye the Science Guy on Friday. It was a science teacher, and we'd look over and we'd have like running bets. That's where our gambling started. We'd have running bets of when Mr. Howe would fall asleep.
Oh, that's good.
And we'd write it down on a piece of paper. And I'd be like 115 over or under, and then we'd look over, and sure enough.
In 113, you're like, yeah, under hit.
We were just betting games, and
I'd watch him the way I'd see what pants he had on. I'd be like, I'm hammering the under. If he's got stretchy sweatpants, he's out, man.
What class did he teach?
Biology.
Biology.
Yeah.
Boo.
Bio 2, Blue Springs High School. Shout out. Class of 06. Hey, no. Coming up on the other side, Travis Kelce.
Teacher's name.
Well, you got to have that memory, man. He's definitely not alive anymore.
I don't know. I can't remember his name.
We ask you guys, what's one question you would ask Travis Kelce? Because somebody did get a Travis Kelce question. We'll ask that on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Respect the text. 816, Denzel in 4 years. The Bone Collector, the Hurricane, Remember the Titans, John Q, and Training Day, 99-02.
Hurricane was that long ago?
That's according to the text, 99-02.
Wow.
He was also good in, what was that, Civil War movie with Matthew Broderick?
I think it was called Civil War, wasn't it?
No. It was like, gosh, what was that movie called? It was so good. Morgan Freeman, Matthew Broderick.
Gettysburg?
No. Gosh, it was about the
Antietam?
No.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory, okay.
The worst actor in that movie is Matthew Broderick. I think he's a terrible actor, but that's just my opinion.
You know who he's married to?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's right.
Yep.
Terrible? Wow. Think he's a terrible actor?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I don't think he's good at all. Watch Glory. If you've never seen it, you'll watch it be like, this guy's the general? Fasta! Fasta!
Yeah, that's not a good role for him, though.
Well, he did it.
I know you take it, but like that's bad casting. Like whoever cast him as the general, that's not who should be the general of anything.
Right. Yeah, my buddy Blake just texted me. It's Glory. Yep. Glory, great movie. We watched it in middle school. I remember that. We had like a Civil War class.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Bob Jerome, he's the one that taught that class. Now a scratch golfer that I can't play with because he's better than me. I'm kidding. I would love to play golf.
War movies are like top of my list as far as genres concerned.
Oh, dude. Glory's awesome.
Then like, we'll make that first movie Mac of the Month. Movie of the Month.
We start it in March. You've got 12 days.
All right. I'll get it going.
Start it. Watch Glory.
You actually have like 9 days.
Yeah. It's really. Yeah. Seriously. 9 days.
Yeah. Bill Paxton in the late 80s and 90s, RIP. I loved Bill Paxton. Like, he's great. Twister, Terminator. So we had this question yesterday because Heidi Gardner had this to say about Travis Kelce.
Who's been your favorite guest host?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, because you're are you a Swiftie?
I'm actually a Chiefs fan. Yeah.
Know your people.
Yeah. Love Taylor Swift too, but I'm a Chiefs fan, Kansas City.
So did you get like a football sign and the whole stuff and everything like that?
Oh yes, and like all week long I was like, what do you eat before a game? Do you shower before a game? I was like a little sister just asking all the questions I've always wondered.
No football.
No football questions, no.
What would you ask Travis Kelce?
Well, it's kind of football related, but it's not. What did Andy Reid say to you after that Eagles game when he did Fly Eagles Fly and he ripped you in front of the media and said this was the last straw? What did he say to you? Because that was the moment Travis turned it around on the field and off the field. I want to know what Andy said to him.
Mm. Yeah. I would ask if he's bought the ring yet.
Yeah, it's a good question. Do you get a lot of clicks?
Yeah. I know that's none of my business.
But you got to ask,
but
right?
I don't think it's too personal of a question. Like, I have a fine line of like respecting people's life outside of the sport, but when it's that big of a global phenomenon,
yeah.
It kind of, like you said, read the room. Like, hey, you've been in a relationship now for 2 years. You guys seem inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
Have you bought the ring yet?
Right. Did you see the latest one that came out?
He might look at me and be like, it's nobody's business. I'd be like, fair enough.
Fair enough, but you got to ask the question.
It's like when we asked Lane Johnson to do an interview, and he's like, I see a familiar face. Sorry, I'm going to talk to him. I was like, no problem.
Yeah, great
answer.
I
respect it.
Yeah, totally agree with that. But everybody's asking about, you know, the ring, and everybody's wanting to know, you know, what's going on with Travis Kelce, both on the field and off the field. I mean, it's the biggest story in the world, really. I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, everybody wants to know the answer. You ask that question, you get an answer. Maybe he goes, yeah, I did buy the ring. I'm glad you asked. Nobody was that upfront and asked that question. So maybe he answers that question, but I doubt it. But you still got to ask. I have no problem with that. But I just want to know what Andy Reid said to him in that moment to make him turn it around. Because if Andy doesn't have that conversation with Travis Kelce, we're not sitting here talking about Travis Kelce and three straight Super Bowls and all this kind of stuff. Because Travis Kelce probably just fades away and just becomes another player in the NFL. Like, I don't know if anybody owes their career to Andy Reid as much as Travis Kelce truly does. And I'm sure in Canton, he will address that and how much Andy Reid meant to him in changing not just his career, but his life around, too.
Mm-hmm. What question do you ask Travis Kelce?
Yeah, it'd probably be something about Taylor Swift, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't even, like, football-related questions would be, like, kind of what Heidi was saying. You know, like, how do you, like, what do you do right before a game? Stuff like that. It wouldn't be, like, football-related because there's nothing that I could really glean from, like, hey, man, when the DN comes off the weak side, do you, like, cool. Like,
you think Bingley asked him a football question?
Yeah, of course Bingley would ask him a football question.
Hey, let me ask you up, Travis.
Yeah.
You see you guys' knuckles go white. You think you got an advantage?
He'd ask him about the 3-4 versus the 4-3.
Hey, when you see a defense line up in the nickel, do you think you have an advantage outside of the dime?
That was really what?
I don't know, man. I think I'd also ask him, like, how do you decide what outfit to wear? Because he has very, like,
that's a good one,
colorful outfits. And I'd be like, I know your closet's packed full of different outfits. Are you required to wear certain things? Are you required to?
And where do you get these clothes from?
Well, like, our buddy Aussie has the best idea in the world.
Rich people. Oh yeah, that story. Yeah. But what did he say? Buy crap for
ugly
rich people.
Ugly clothes for rich people.
Yeah. Ugly very clothes. Good. But like, does Travis go to the thrift shop or places to buy these outfits? That's
those.
What I'm saying.
Those are like $1,000 outfits.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But like, who's going to the store for him? Does he have people that shop for him now?
Do I know questions you could ask him?
Yeah. Like, but I'm good. Like, you don't see it. Like, you don't see Travis at Macy's. Like, it's not happening. Travis ain't rolling the Zales to get a ring, you know? Like, so how do rich people get the things that they get? Like, who are those people? Like, I know there was guys years ago that used to run these, like, concierge business for athletes in town and whatnot. And then
the concierge,
which
sir.
Sounds horrible because you're on call 24/7 and whatnot. And you don't want to do all that kind of stuff because a lot of the time you're cleaning up messes that are made. But, like, does he just order the stuff online? Does he have a person that takes care of all that kind of stuff? Like, how many people does Travis Kelce have?
Yeah, all of his handlers.
Like,
and PR.
Seriously,
yeah,
how many people does Travis Kelce employ?
Yeah.
I didn't really think about those things until Radio Row, and we saw all those people. And I mean, every one of those people, two is the minimum. I mean, it's more 4 or 5 people with you at all times.
Yeah.
Schedule.
And then those people are not doing it for nothing.
No,
either.
Exactly.
You know, I talked to a couple of them, how much they're making, you know, schlepping guests around Radio Row, you know, so they're doing good with that. So I want to know how many people, like, does he have a chef? Do you have a driver? Do you have all this stuff? Like, what's going on over there?
Well, I mean, he's got a stylist, and he's got, what the Texan will say, he's got a stylist. Like, he has, the other thing, too, is that, like, you have people that are, like, within your circle that are probably, like, trying to get a startup in fashion, and they're like, hey, will you wear these clothes? And if Travis Kelce
like puffy
wears
a shirt, you know, like, I don't want to be a pirate, you know, Travis Kelce wears something really bad, like, oh my God.
But if Travis Kelce wears it, people will buy it.
Like, yeah, I know.
I will say this, like, Super Bowl related, Kendrick Lamar wore, like, a different style of jeans. They were like the flare skinny jeans. Sold out the next day. Couldn't find them because of what he was wearing them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, like, people that know him are going to be like, hey, man, will you rock this? Like, will you do this?
Oh, sure,
like,
they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he gets that more often than you imagine. Hey, my wife designed this. Or,
well, you look at Kyle Juszczyk's wife.
Kyle Juszczyk's wife, yeah.
She's killing it. Yep.
She is. You can't even find her products.
Where did you find out that she did that? She made a jacket for Taylor Swift.
Right. Yep. And then Taylor Swift wore it, and boom, and here we
Brady
sit.
Brady Mahomes
and
wore one that had met Mahomes.
She's probably making more than her husband is now.
Literally.
I mean,
yes. I'm not making that up.
No,
she probably is.
I mean, she's rivaling him.
Giselle did for a while.
Well, she made double of what Tom made. I mean, she
nuts.
Was, I mean,
yeah.
She blew him out of the water. I mean, there was no comparison to what Giselle made versus Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He also didn't take enough money, but he won Super Bowl. So
77816, they would ask him, is there a place you haven't visited that you'd like to?
That's a good question, one? Too. I like
yeah.
that.
He's like, Brazil, Friday night, open season.
I was going to say, like, Pleasant Hill or someplace like that.
Yeah.
Just want to get away. Go to Pleasant Hill. Go down to Paola.
I'd also probably ask him, like, what clubs he uses in his bag.
Yep,
because
golf stuff.
Mahomes says he's getting better. He's starting to be able to beat him every once in a while.
Oh, Travis's.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay. And Mahomes, I think, is like a 7 handicap.
He ought to be in his playbook. Did you see him on Sunday in the Super Bowl? He's washed. Carrington, I know, Rob. He's terrible. He's playing too much golf.
They have the same voice.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's awesome. I'd ask him about, like, favorite memory, not Super Bowl, but, like, what's your favorite, like, a favorite play or something? I know it's cliche, but maybe that Chargers game comes up. Maybe that's his,
what
like,
is your
overtime.
Favorite Travis Kelce play? That Chargers one
that
is
Chargers
pretty cool. Him running
there.
Down the field. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
regular season.
I think my favorite is the one where he's like, do it. Do it, do it. Like,
yeah,
do they
it,
let him again, do it. Like, he read it, they call timeout, and he's like, they're going to do it,
awesome.
And then that's the 13-second. That,
yeah,
to me, is my favorite Travis Kelce moment.
I just love the Houston game where he's surrounded by 5 Texans, and Pat just kind of puts that right
crazy.
In there, that corner of the end zone on the left-hand side of the field, if you're looking at it from the press box. You know, it's like, that's one of the great plays of all time, featuring both of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mahomes' foot's like dragging across the line of scrimmage, just gets it off in time.
It's just
beautiful.
The whole thing is awesome. Or maybe a good question is, when did you and Mahomes really become boys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the moment?
He saw him throw one football.
Yes, that's my best friend.
Right?
I better hang around this guy. Hey, Alex, I'll see you, buddy.
It'll be great. Coming up on the other side, gambling in Missouri, when you can expect it to be legal. Plus, we dive more into what is this Kansas fallout with the men's basketball team. On the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Five. The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.